I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Last week on The Rough Draft Diaries, you met Tammy Holder, the CEO of Leading Families Home and the Beach House Family Shelter, an organization that helps individuals transition from homelessness to permanent housing. This week, you'll meet one individual who did just that, transition from homelessness to permanent housing. And I'm going to let him tell his story this morning, and then we'll pick up with Tammy's connections on the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.
My name is Larry Pettis, and I was staying in the beach house and graduated from beach house by the help of this program. Well, first of all, I need to verify, I'm not from Ohio. I'm from Tennessee. I moved from Tennessee to up here. It was in 2016. When we left Tennessee, my daughter's mama was from Ohio, and we moved up here for help because we hadn't had getting a rough time in Tennessee. Things was working fine, then things went sour. In Tennessee, I had a home. I was trying to help my daughter's mama out because she was going through something in Tennessee, so we got involved. And then we both lost our jobs in Tennessee. She came up here, so we come this way. We come to Ohio. I was following my baby. I followed her. Well, me and my daughter's mama had a disagreement. I got incarcerated for a little while, and when I come out, things hadn't blown out of proportion. That started the whole homeless ordeal. Well, the homeless period started out 7 days at a motel through 211. They helped me out in about 2 days. I had somewhere to go. I guess I'm counting, I had a daughter, she was 18 or 17 months at the time, and it's during the winter time. Really, it was an emergency. Where I was, I hadn't got to the point where I didn't like the scenery that I had to bring my daughter up in. So I called 211 and asked them for emergency housing. I need to go right now. I knew I had to do it quickly. And I wasn't ashamed to do it. Because I had to make sure me and my daughter had somewhere to go. It was great. Because like I said, it took me in 2 days, I moved from this person's house to a hotel somewhere. I couldn't tell you where is it at. But the hotel was marvelous until they got me here in this shelter. Well, the program, if you work it, it's a value to it. But you got to give. They have their rules and their regulations. In order to succeed and to benefit your life, you'll forget about yourself. It was an adventure of life to me and an experience. Because I had never been in that situation before. But I learned a whole lot. And the people here, I adopted them as my family. Because I was from Tennessee, didn't know nobody, ain't been around nobody. So I got in where I fit in. It was a long time experience. But the day that they said I graduated, feel like I lost about 40 pounds of weight. Yeah, I got depressed, stressed, but I knew I had to keep a roof on my child here. It wasn't easy on her, it wasn't easy on me, but the good thing about it, we made it by God's help. I got to say it. I knew I had to turn my life all the way around. I had a child to make sure that it was a roof over here. And I done what I had to do it by God's grace. I done it. If it wasn't her with me, I might took another ride. But I don't have no choice. And that's just the truth. It's what you want. It's out there. But how far is you willing to go to get it? That's the best encouragement I can give them. It's just how far you want to go to get it. If you don't want nothing, that's where you're going to stay. You complain about being in shelter, But you ain't trying to do nothing to get out of the shell. And it's right there. So who fought this? My daughter, she fine. So I can't complain. I went from the shelter house to the penthouse. Me and my baby are fine. I mean, real. I'm just going to be truthful about it. That's the truth. Like I said, I've been through hard times. But I went through a lot. It went how I wanted all the time. But I knew I had to just stay right in one spot. You know, just, hey, they got to make the right choice in life. Don't blame nobody except for yourself.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Thank you.